Blog Talk Radio.
Test 1-2. Check. We are back on the air.
Hey, we back on the air. Okay, anyway.
My bad.
Y'all mics should be on. Can y'all hear y'all mics?
Yeah.
Y'all good?
One, two, three, four. My mic is kind
of. What about now?
One of those.
Yeah. All right, this is the Juicy Blur.
Okay, yeah. Okay, he gave me some instructions, but I didn't know where to start. Anyway.
A little technical difficulty.
We had some technical difficulties, but
Sorry, we're back on the air.
He tried, though.
I don't know what he did, but...
You should have paid attention.
I mean...
Think about it. Like, you should have been watching. I don't know what was going on.
I mean, you are driving. So.
Yeah, that. I mean, and you're here more than us. So.
I mean, you live right next door.
Dang. Anybody who's been here can be like, yeah, I could take Trey out now. We Texas Playboy. Where he at? He next door. Yeah, so.
Don't be giving them my info like that. I don't even stay here. Wink, wink. Nah. But anyway. Our boy LT came up. Well, he had a good topic to talk about on Serena Williams. How y'all feel about that? For those that did keep up with it,
I honestly don't care because.
Anyways.
Ma'am, can you speak into the body of the mic?
So Serena basically like calling out the refs because she said that she cheated with the other player. I don't remember the other player's name, but
it was a little Japanese.
Osaka, or something like that.
Something like that.
She's a black Asian.
So she was like, I demand an apology and all that.
But, called out sexism. And,
Did y'all
see
the
17K?
The car for real?
Yeah, that's like $1 to her.
I was gonna say that's nothing to her.
And that's something to me. Nah, I'd still be upset though. I would still be upset that I would have to pay that if it wasn't true.
Okay, but at the end of the day,
that's nothing to her.
It's nothing to her, but it's
the principle of it.
It's not like she's gonna actually pay. I'm pretty sure she can get somebody to pay it for her too.
It came out of her like winnings. For her second place.
I'd be like, man, y'all still would have been upset. Yeah, like it's the principle of it. Like she was like, I wanted an apology.
You get the bag and flip it and tumble it. Nah.
But for real, that's crazy. But I did this video where I saw it on like Facebook or something. It was basically the difference between a man losing his temper and then a woman losing his temper, and they're referring to Serena losing her temper. Sorry. And they were referring to Serena Williams.
They come out of nowhere.
But the video about the men was like, they was like yelling and screaming and cursing. And Serena, she was on the, I mean, she wasn't yelling, but it wasn't just.
She was getting hostile.
Yeah, it wasn't just like really violent and stuff like that, but. Just about double standards and all that, sexism and all that stuff. Just sign
up. The thing is, the umpire docked her a whole game. Like, they gave her a whole L. Like, it wasn't just, like, one point. You see, if you keep up with tennis and it's, like, one game per... Oh, y'all don't keep
you
up with tennis.
Hey, you
I ain't
keep up with it?
My bad.
No, I don't.
I just be caring who winning.
Yeah.
See, I learned my tennis from my Wii Sports days. I'm not going to front.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God.
But no, I do keep up with
you say Wii Sport.
And that umpire in particular has had history with, you know, stuff like that. But it wasn't just with women. It was with males, too. So that was also an issue. And yeah, she called the umpire a thief and sexism, and she was saying how she had never cheated in her life, and you know, just a lot of stuff.
He owed her an apology.
Yeah. He not gonna do
you
that.
Owe me an apology.
I like the way she said it too.
She was you can hear all the emotion. It was
really though. Rough. But I think, you know, I guess for me, I don't really keep up with tennis like that. Unless I find out Venus or Serena won. So
I keep up.
Yeah. Say that again.
So I know Gabe was probably on one.
Gabe was no. Let me tell you this, umpire.
No.
What we're not gonna do is we're not gonna give Serena that L. But I'm gonna let you carry on.
you want to give people L's? I'll give you an L. Like that's something.
He is crazy.
He is hilarious.
That's not right. It's not right. It's not right.
It isn't. But I wonder when our boy Gabe gonna show back up.
I don't know. He out there somewhere.
Anyways. Are there any upcoming events that you guys have planned for this weekend?
I have this scavenger hunt Saturday. It's like this group scavenger hunt or whatever, Saturday morning. I really don't know all the details. And then later on the shoot, and then Sunday, I'm going to Creative Souls. I don't know if y'all heard about that, but it's basically this event where a whole bunch of artists just come and collaborate with other artists. And it's like a competition in a way. So that's Sunday, and I'll be doing that. That's about it.
So what about you, Will? What you doing this weekend?
This weekend.
See how I think.
About to play the game.
Okay. What was y'all just talking about? That Spider-Man game?
I finished it.
Finished it already?
Yeah, I finished it already.
We both did.
I finished it.
How
like
much is the game?
60.
And how long did y'all have it?
I had mine for like...
If you say less than a week, I don't want to hear it. Just lie.
It was like 12 hours. It was like 12 hours.
Next subject.
I finished mine. This is a thing.
It was a good week.
No, there is no crunch for that.
I need
a clarification of it. Y'all spent $60 on a game that y'all finished less than a week.
That's not the thing. They got like DLCs, though.
Huh?
They have like DLCs.
What is that?
Downloadable content.
Pretty much just like the story continues afterwards.
So did y'all finish all that too?
You
did
you
just
that, you pay, you pay, you to pay for that too?
It's like $9.
$9?
Oh, then y'all can play.
You have
the deluxe?
No,
I don't.
Are you big ball on that
though? So you bought
what? You said what?
Well,
yeah.
Actually, I didn't buy it. No. Somebody gave it to me.
Oh. Must be nice.
He paid for it.
Out of pocket.
So now you're stuck paying $9 for every little DLC, whatever.
It's $9. $9 ain't nothing.
It's adding up. You finished in 12 hours. How could you even sit and just do that?
Spider-Man 2K19.
I'm about to get 2K. That's 2K. I'm getting 2K tomorrow,
people
bro.
People already saying it's trash, though.
What?
Nah, 2K19. 18 was different. 18 was trash.
At the end of the day, I'm just trying to have an updated roster with the, you know, the new coming season.
Say that now.
I don't even care
but
about
if
that.
If you play 2K18, you would get tired of it and you'd just be like,
y'all need to go to the military.
I've not been,
y'all
been playing
y'all
2K.
Y'all spending too much time.
I got the whole series, bro. It doesn't.
But I don't.
Not all of them, obviously. But no, I mean, like, I don't play games like that. But it's kind of like, you know, when the actual game is like, I don't want to continue playing it.
Exactly.
I want the new one. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of like Madden. Yeah. Like. The roster changes. Like,
I don't know about these games.
It's like you don't have to know about these games because
it's kind of like Madden.
It's a football game if you
didn't
know.
I know what Madden
is. But every year outside of the video games, there's
rookies
a 50.
Come in,
the rookies come in. Yeah.
Like in real, you talking about like in real life when they get added to the game?
Yeah, and it's added to the actual game.
Well, I know it's based on real life. I know.
I want to play with the youngsters. That's what I want to play with. I want to play with the youngins. That's who I'm going to play with.
And
like,
we're moving on.
Better. I want this. Like you're trying to get like a new phone, but you know your phone already do the stuff the new phone does. Or the old phone?
I never said that. Well,
but
okay.
You trying to get? But we just talked about this.
Yeah.
We just started
speaking of new
phones.
The iPhone XS, they had a announcement. Max. I ain't gonna lie, it looked fire.
They do.
It looked the exact same as the regular.
It don't look.
It is the exact same.
It don't look like my phone though.
No. Your phone don't look.
Hey. But
your
I'm
phone
at the
don't
bottom
like
of the
no way phone.
You can't. Don't go for me like that. That's what we not.
Well, I mean, I could get off somebody else's head, but I ain't gonna. That's enough damage right there tonight.
Okay.
That we just.
Anyways, I just like the way the new phone looks. I ain't trying to call
him. He's gonna come out with his Google Pixel face.
Anyway.
I don't know. Hey, why are you playing? The Google Pixel not a bad camera, though.
It's not an iPhone, though. I don't care.
It's
it can have all that.
For pictures, it's really not a bad, like, it's not really
you
a bad
can have phone. All that, and I would still be like, ew, not an iPhone.
Well, that's just
your
personal.
You can't FaceTime, though.
That's true, but I guess it depends.
Exactly.
Like, depending on like the type of phone that you have, really determines how
you. I can't play pool
with
you through our regular messages.
I have to download a whole app.
I know. I don't want to play through Messenger. That's stupid. That's gross.
Maybe I'll spend too much time on y'all phone.
I think some people are just upset that they don't have these phones.
I don't know. Because at the end of the day, you got to find somebody that you want to play with.
It ain't hard, man. You can go on Twitter and be like, who want to play pool? Put your number out there. People will literally text you and play pool.
Hey, won $5 from a random guy.
Look.
He's like, you're a worthy opponent. Here, $5. Cash up.
Mm.
This is after the show.
After the show?
After the show.
I mean, I
hold
guess.
Up. Is that a bet? Like, are we making that a bet?
No, like, I got it. I mean, like, you trying to. You can get
no, because I suck. No, I'm good. Maybe other games, but I suck. Maybe other games.
Maybe Uno or something, you know. Anyway.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm finna put y'all on to some music real quick.
Okay. So, you know, while he's queuing up the music, and you know, you guys have learned about our weeks and whatnot. We'll be right back from this music break, and we're going to be talking to you guys with a special mother-son duo and their little cookie business they got going. We'll be right back to the Juice Radio Show.
This is an ad for a project management tool called Monday.com.
I ain't going to lie. I was going to allow it to play, too. All right, we got J. Cole in the building.
Go. This is what you call a flip. 10 keys from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shoot. This is what you call a flip. 10 keys from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shoot. This is what you call a flip. 10 keys from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shoot. This is what you call a flip. 10 keys from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shoot.
Wow. Ziggins been cramping my style, blowing my high, they want to reply. The number one question is how. How does it feel now that you won? How much you work? How big is your home? How come you won't get a few features? I think you should. How about I don't? How about you just get the fuck on my dude? How about you listen and never forget? Only go say this one time, then I'll dip. Ziggins ain't worthy to be on my shit. Haven't you heard I'm as cold as a tip? Tip of the ice where that tip the Titanic. Don't tiptoe around it. My shit is gigantic, as big as the fucking Atlantic. I'm lit.
This is what you call a flip. 10 keys from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shoot. This is what you call a flip. 10 keys from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shoot. This is what you call a flip. 10 keys from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shoot. This is what you call a flip. 10 keys from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shoot.
I grew up only sure to love. Remember, I got my first year of the blood. I'm hanging out and they shoot up the club. My homie got pharmaceutical plug. I smell the drug and they run through my veins. I think it's working, it's numbing the pain. Don't give a fuck and I'm someone to say. Don't give a fuck
and
I'm
someone to say.
Practice is daily. So much agabus, I can miss agabus that they should pay me. If practice made perfect, I'm practice's baby. If practice made perfect, I'm practice's baby. Platinum is riding in back like Miss Daisy. Platinum this hand, I own masses, pay me. Young nigga, chappin' so last to go Daisy. My nigga, still crack like it's back in the 80s. No, young nigga, he acting so crazy. He serve a few packs and he jacking Mercedes. He shoot at the police, he clap at old ladies. He don't give a fuck if them crackers don't hang him. Be asking where have you done lately. I stacked a few hits like my last name was Shady. My life is too crazy, no addict could play me. My life is too crazy, no addict could play me. This is what you call a flip. 10 keys from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard to shoot. This is what you call a flip. 10 keys from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard to shoot. This is what you call a flip. 10 keys from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard to shoot. This is what you call a flip. 10 keys from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard to shoot.
Power.
Greed.
Money. Molly.
Weed.
Kirk.
Fanny.
Lean.
Fame.
And the strongest drug of them all.
And the strongest drug of them all.
Love.
Is your metro low? Trust you, I'm gonna shoot.
Beautiful morning, get the sun in my morning, babe. Nothing in the water, so get it beautiful morning, get the sun in my morning, babe. Nothing in the water, so get it. I just wanna feel liberated, I am. I just wanna feel liberated, I am. If I ever instigated, I'm sorry. Tell me who ain't here to relate, I. Now if I fuck this model and she just bleached her asshole and I get bleach on my t-shirt, I'ma feel like an asshole. I was tired when I met her. We was down in Tribeca. She get under your skin if you let her. She get under your skin. I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even want to say nothing. Everybody gon' say something. I'll be worried if they say nothing. Remind me where I know you from. She looking like she owe you something. You know just what we want. I wanna wake up with you in my morning. Get up in the morning. Something in the water.
Beautiful morning. Get the sun in my morning, babe. Nothing in the water.
I just wanna feel liberated, I am. I just wanna feel liberated, I am. If I am instigated, I am sorry. Tell me who ain't here to relate, I.
Yo, yo, yo. So we are back with the juice, and this is speaking with y'all live for the five. We have a nice, great duo with us today, a mother-son duo selling cookies. If you guys would like to tell us about yourselves, please.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Speak close.
Okay. Oh,
can I? Good. We can hold
that. Okay. Anyway, tell us about yourselves and what you do.
We bake cookies. The reason I bake cookies is to go to Africa to see my the traditionals that they do, and
what's your name first? What's your name?
Oh, my name is Onifa Day.
Okay.
I love you.
What's the name of your company?
Onifa Day cookiecompany.com.
Gotcha.
Hey, that's what's up. So how much do you like making cookies?
100%.
So what's your favorite type of cookie to make?
Key lime.
Key lime? Okay. That's what's up. So how long have you been making cookies?
3 years.
3 years? Okay.
Can we get a rough estimate of how much you have saved up to go for this trip in Africa?
So far in his account, he has roughly 800.
Nice.
Just right about 800.
Nice. That's good for
some
cookies.
For real. Maybe about, so that's 9,200 left. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our goal is 10,000. That'll cover both our tickets and be able to go and do what we need to do and everything and enjoy our family while we over there.
So what gave you guys the initial idea to want to sell cookies? Like, why not, I don't know, cakes, we didn't have lots of people, cakes, rolls. I mean, you know, I remember the person who did cornbread or something like that? Like,
man, that must have been some heaven cornbread. I'm a chef by trade.
Mm-hmm.
And him just watching me do what I do. I'm sorry, I'm his mother, Ifa Shea. And he was just like, you know, I want to pay my way. Mm-hmm. I want to help pay my way. And he picked the cookies.
Okay. So what do you guys plan to do when you get to Africa? Like, what's this whole trip about?
really to go meet our family, to walk on our land.
Is this family that you know or like that?
Yes,
you don't? Okay.
It's our family. Yes. Meet everybody there that we haven't got to just really stand in front of everybody, you know, and just soak in our traditions and different things that we do that we're not privy to that much over here.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So do you guys try to replicate any of their traditions here?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do.
Can you give us a taste of some of them, like what they might be?
Well, I wear my gele every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty much. Maybe sometimes I don't. if the day is right. Our prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Our culture. I mean, it's just our way of life. Everything we do every day.
Mm. So how many times have y'all traveled to Africa?
This will be our first.
Y'all's first?
Yeah, but our family, different parts of the family have already been.
Oh, okay. So y'all just making y'all way.
Yeah.
Y'all next in line.
Yeah.
Anyways, what? Go ahead.
No question.
I know.
What's your favorite cookie to make?
Key lime.
Okay, cool.
How
you roll was talking to him. Okay. Anyway.
And he brought some of the key limes today, so y'all could try them.
Thank you.
They're like very addictive. I have a little jar that I put some in for me.
Uh-huh.
And I was typing one day, just typing, and I looked around, it was gone. I couldn't believe I ate the whole jar. All
right, you said key lime, right? So, is that your favorite to make and eat, or is that just your favorite to make?
Make and eat.
Okay.
So, when you make your cookies, like everybody else make that, you know, signature dish, do you have, like, I don't want to say, like, your secret ingredient, but do you put, you know, something that in your recipes when you make your cookies that you feel like nobody else put, you know, in their cookies?
Not processed.
Okay.
Sugar.
Okay.
So this is all natural.
It's all whole products, ingredients, you know, cage-free eggs, grass-fed.
I can already
butter,
taste how good they
are. You know,
yeah.
Water.
So, I mean, it's everything. And we do gluten-free and vegan cookies.
So y'all make different types of cookies, vegan cookies, gluten-free cookies.
Mm-hmm.
So how often do y'all just make the cookies like that, or do is it like upon like a request?
Like he's doing the pop up shop at the Greenwood Culture Center.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He's the first one for the Greenwood Culture Center series of the pop up.
Okay.
Shops, and we'll be there the whole month of September. So I try to, he makes batches, but we make the batches up first, you know, and anytime we need them, we just burn them off, you know, and we take some, a couple, I may have about five on hand, but it's by request most of the time.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, and the fig bars. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you guys plan on branching out and doing any other dessert, like brownies, cakes, muffins?
We do cheesecake.
Cheesecake? That must be killer.
Oh, my God. Oh, we brought out some of that, too.
Oh, Jesus.
Y'all got key lime cheesecake and turtle cheesecake and pecan pie. But there's only one pecan pie because I'm going like crazy today.
Hey, I'm not a pecan person, so y'all split.
I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I love me some pecan pie. Y'all already know.
All right, so are y'all just like local right now, or do y'all like ship out of state?
We ship out of state.
So tell me how you go about that, because shipping, sometimes it just takes so long, and I couldn't wait multiple days. And then the cookies be like, they be hard, or like, you know, like, what if the mailman smelling, be like, ooh, what is this? Huh? And rip open the package. I'd be nervous about that sometimes. So, like, how do y'all go about that?
We ship them express. So, it'd be like 1 to 3 business days or 3 to 5 business days.
And you do upcharge for that? I would too.
Mm-hmm. It's all on his site. If you go on his site and do the order, it either be $10 to $15 if you just do regular shipping, and then express is like $15 to $20.
All right, that's good. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna go to break, and we're gonna have a little taste. Everybody gonna be able to get a cookie, and we're finna go to break. Make sure you hit us up on Instagram at the Juice Radio Show Tulsa, and please call in at 646-716-5525 and press the 1 button to go live. We got SZA and Calvin Harris the weekend.
The Juice.
You say you got a girl. How you want me when you got a girl? Feeling is reckless. I'm knowing it's selfish. Knowing I'm desperate. Getting on in and falling all over love. I do it till it's last. Hanging on your back, calling me your last.
Do
need you for the old me. Need you for my sanity. Need you to remind me where I come from. Can you remind me of my gravity? Found me when I'm stumbling, firing, plummeting down to earth. You keep me down. Call me on my bullshit. Lie to me and save my food and get a bigger, even if it ain't. Tell me even if it rains. Tell me even if it pain you. I know I be difficult. You know I be difficult. You know it gets difficult. Open your heart up. Open, I'll never find out that to anyone else. I love you. This how you are. Hope you never find out who I really am. Cause you never love me. You never love me. You never love me. But I believe you will stay like that. Only me. Oh, I believe you when you say it like that. You must really love me. Oh, well, I'm not playing no games. All we back and forth, I need to support now. And can't you come over again? Got no pennies on, I need your support now. I know you'd rather be laid up with a man. Calling hella by the tears, cause you got a bed wow. I know I'd rather be paid up. You know I'm sensitive about having no booty, having nobody, only you, buddy. Can you hold me when nobody's around us? Open your heart up. Open, I'll never find out that to anyone else. I love you, just how you are. Hope you never find out who I really am. Cause you'll never love me. You never love me. You'll never love me. But I believe you will stay like that. Only me, me will stay like that. Oh, I believe you will stay like that. You must really love me.
Have shit to say to me. I ain't got shit to say to you.
and
step on. I told you, black helper, you stand your ground. Cause like I feel the same way. If you don't like me, you don't have to fool with me. But you don't have to talk about me or treat me mean. I don't have to treat you mean. I just stay out of your way. That's the way we work that one.
One in the air. I tried to dance it away. I tried to change it with my hair. I ran my credit card below. Thought a new dress would make it better. I tried to work it away. But that just made me even sadder. I tried to keep myself busy. I ran around in circles, think I make myself dizzy. I stepped it away. I stepped it away. I ran it away. Sometimes I don't want to feel so little. Yeah, it's like grace in the sky. Sometimes I don't want to feel so little. I tried to run it away. Thoughts in my head be feeling clearer. I traveled 70 days. Thought moving around make me feel better. I tried to let go of my fervor. Thought if I was alone, then maybe I could recover. Write it away, or cry it away.
Don't you cry it away.
Away, 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 it's like grace in the sky. Sometimes I don't want to feel so simple. Yeah, it's like grace in the sky. Sometimes I don't want to feel so simple.
All right, we're back. We're only for the cookie company, but you guys like this.
Girl, you don't get this.
This is a quick tip for the kids out there. Stay in a child's place and let the adults do their speaking.
She say.
And I just turned 19, y'all, so I'm happy I get to say that.
Anyways, we're back with
all
the
my life
show.
I had to fart.
So what the Juice likes to do, we like to talk about food a lot. We're always having somebody in here with food. So do you guys have any favorite sit-down restaurants or food trucks in Tulsa that you like?
Okay, so y'all like sushi?
Yes.
Hey, I mean, I get down with everything.
Okay. Have you ever been to Sake to Me?
No.
And Sake to Me.
Asaki to Me.
Okay. It's a sushi bar, and it's all you can eat.
For how much?
23.
Per person?
Per person.
Oh,
but I
see.
Promise you.
I don't eat sushi enough for me.
No. I promise you. Like, he fixes everything in front of you. Everything is fresh. It's so delicious.
So I could tell him, like, hey, I want some salmon, some rice, and, you know, a little, what's that called? Them little fish eggs. Yeah, those
caviar.
It's caviar.
They actually good.
Caviar. Ain't they like
good.
Fish eggs?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've never been able to try one, so yeah. I wouldn't. I can't.
So can you pick anything you want and he'll
there's
throw it together?
There's a huge menu. Huge menu. And you pick, but everything is fresh. And freshly cooked in front of you and everything.
Fresh.
So what made you pick a sushi bar? Because, you know, most of the people have, they're like, oh, I like Wingstop. And they leave it at that. Or I like Chick-fil-A.
We love sushi.
Other than sushi, is there any other type of food that, you know, y'all really, really like?
I mean, it falls in with homemade, too.
Oh, what's it called?
I don't know. What is it?
It'd be like that.
What is it called?
Breakfast.
I got your breakfast.
He better just
I'm saying.
What's that one place you can eat? Oh, a buffet? It's all you can eat.
Golden Corral?
Are you talking about the Chinese Golden place Corral. That we like to go to?
Oh.
It's over on... 61st and Memorial.
I know what y'all talking about. Yeah. Oh, my uncle loved that place. And I get every time we have a little family get-together, he's like, let's go there. I'm like, oh. I'm inside eating this, Uncle Danny. You know.
No, they have these little...
You want to call your uncle out loud.
Don't nobody call
him. But that's his new favorite.
All you eat. Oh. Well, another special thing we like to do here at the Juice is have a word of wisdom from all of our guest speakers. Is there anything you would like to tell our listeners?
Stay in. Kids, stay in school.
These your words.
Yeah. Whatever you want to say.
Yeah, whatever you're
going to
say.
Oh. He's off to a good start, though.
Yeah, kids stay in school.
Kids stay in school. Don't be dropping out of school. And doing crazy stuff.
All right.
I feel that.
I like that.
You heard it from him himself.
Do you guys have a social media or audience and listeners can follow you on?
You can go on his Facebook page. It's O'Nefi Days Cookie Company.
Can you spell that?
O'Nefi Days Cookie Company.
Okay.
And in his site. Look, you didn't even say nothing about the site.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. You can order directly from there. And we deliver in town. It's a $5 delivery charge. Or while we're up here at the pop-up, you can just pick up without the delivery charge.
Where's this pop-up?
It's at the Greenwood Culture Center.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like specific day or is it just every day?
Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. And then on the weekends, 9 to 3. I mean, 9 to 3. Why do I keep saying 9 to 3? 9 to 12. I want to be 9 to 3.
And at the Greenwood?
At the Greenwood
Culture Center.
At the Culture Center inside.
By the baseball stadium.
By OSU.
Oh, by Fat Guys and all that?
Yeah.
We went and took pictures there.
You know, it's right there where the memorial
Look,
is.
I do not pay attention. When I go downtown, I'm going to school, Starbucks, and home. And that's it. Starbucks. That's where I'm going, and that's it.
Hey, but that's good. We have enjoyed you guys on the show. Y'all had some delicious cookies. We'd love to have y'all back, but we finna end the show with some Erykah Badu.
Hey,
got y'all. All right. Yeah.
It's
7:30. It's the time that he put it on here once he reset the show. This is The Juice. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at The Juice Radio Show Tulsa, and be sure to call in at 646-716-5525, and you can check us out every Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Check us out.
The whole vibe is, I see myself being with you forever.
That's really beautiful. I kind of dig you too, we're friends. And I'm in a situation. I'm in a relationship. You know that.
And whatever I gotta do, I do.
She put me in an awkward situation.
My way, and you smiled at me so warm and sweet. I
good to me. It takes me up, don't want to come down. You got me spinning all around, yeah. You need to know I've got somebody, but you're beautiful. But still, it ain't that.
That's a beautiful factor. A bunch of the vision for beautiful scratch. I'm trying to hurt the woman. I'm trying to come with the rest. I want them to know my name. You're my lady.
It's your boy Trader Texas Playboy. Hey, be sure you follow us on Instagram at The Juice Radio Show Tulsa and call in at 646-716-5525 and press the one button to go live.
Period.
Point blank.
I'm dead. All right, y'all.
Hit it.
That's how Bobby Proud be talking about the Proud family. Anyway, LT, tell us. You got a topic for it.
Right,
tell us about it.
I don't think my water. No, because the way you were pushing.
All right, so like, what's y'all opinions about like interracial relationships?
I plead the fifth.
I gotta throw in a towel on this one.
I'm sorry.
She said I gotta throw in it.
Why?
I got a reputation to build. I ain't trying to even. You know.
I mean, you gotta keep it a feel.
I don't want to be too radical and give my answer, yeah. So, you know.
No, I heard that too much, Trey.
Huh?
Say it,
Trey. Come on. Huh? Texas Playboy. Ain't nobody gonna do nothing to you.
I ain't gotta do nothing to me. It's, you know, you burning bridges. That ain't been built yet. Nah, I think I don't mind interracial relationships due to the fact that I have nieces, nephews, and cousins that are interracial.
Right.
So it's like I can't really discriminate.
You can't say too much.
Yeah, but I know that.
Come on.
But it's like no matter how I may feel about somebody outside of my race, it's kind of like, I don't know, like, their culture. It's kind of like an outsider. So it's like, imagine going to y'all little family event.
Sorry.
I was about to say, like, any family event, any holiday, and just imagine, like, one of your cousins or you or your aunt or your uncle bring somebody outside of y'all race and the family's just looking at them. Not saying that the family has, you know, anything against that person, but you know that there's, like, a stigma, there's something there in the family.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can. Well, yeah, that's true, but I mean, I see what you're talking about, but really with my family, I don't think anybody would care since, like, most of my family's already, like, mixed up in the pot already.
Mm-hmm.
The only time we would really, like, be like, what you doing like this? If one of the boys bring home a white girl, I'm sorry, but somebody's gonna be like, Mama, you see this? Like, somebody's going to say something like that during a big family function. Like, they're going to be like, what's this outsider doing here? They're going to say something like that.
When she brings her potato salad with raisins?
No, see, that's the best. Where did I hear that from? Where did I hear that from? movie with the Black Panther dude.
Some potato salad with raisins.
Yeah, some just unnecessary. Like,
y'all ignorant.
And a pinch of salt. No,
this is Black people like the whole thing of salt and then some. Too much.
So, what are y'all thoughts about you said interracial relationships?
Yeah.
Okay, Sanford.
I mean, like, me personally, I don't have a problem with it, anything, but like, I'm kind of tired of people complaining, like, okay, black guys saying, okay, these, like, white people are taking our queens and all this, but then when they go after the black girls, they're like, okay, we don't even want you. So,
it's the same way the other way around, though.
I say for interracial relationships, one of the problems I may have is people actually I guess say fetishizing.
What are you trying to say?
Fetish.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, for like kids having mixed kids. And it's kind of like that's not, you know, that's an issue when you just get with somebody outside your race just so you can what they call cute kids.
Yeah, I have a story about that, but I'm not going to say nothing.
You brought it up, though.
Those kind of people have a fetish for, like, pretty kids. Like, usually have the ugliest kids to me.
Oh, well, according to today's society, when they have curly hair and they're light skin.
Well, like,
yeah, that's considered a pretty kid, is lighter skin with curlier hair.
It's basically saying a chocolate kid without rough hair, basically.
Yeah.
Well, my hair is rough, you best believe.
I don't know about rough.
It was terrible. Let it go.
So TK, tell us what you think about interracial relationships.
Okay. My perception is a lot different just because my family is African. If I bring home a white person, it's going to be like...
Your dad going to call him an outsider.
hey.
I already know.
There literally is no...
You colonizer.
You colonizer.
Real talk. There's no relation. We can't relate on any kind of level. Honestly, I live black every day. You live white every day. Wow. You benefit from white supremacy. I don't, you know, like... I gotta look at my rearview mirror every time I pull up my driveway. You don't. I gotta be scared when I get pulled over.
Hold up. I understand what you meant, but
I'm pretty sure everybody has to look in their rear view. Like,
no, I mean, like, well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, making it like a.
It's that one person that wanted
to. Right. I thought of the mission going to.
But black people, we look at it in a different way. It's like, if I get pulled over, I got to worry about my life. I got to worry about if they're going to give me a ticket.
The whole hands up. Don't
it's like
I got to keep my window up.
Keep your hands on the steering wheel.
Right.
Don't grab for your wallet.
There's no relationship.
I know. What are you going to grab for?
I don't think there's a point, honestly.
Just
keep it a buck.
Not sure. What about what about you, Jaconic?
I don't.
I got the name
honestly,
right this time, too.
Right. Cause, yeah, last time you tried it. But, but no, I don't see anything wrong with it. It's just that socially it's something wrong. That's why everybody turn heads and it's just like, oh my gosh. But honestly, I don't feel like it's nothing wrong with it because you can learn something from each other. Like, you know? But I can see where, I mean, honestly, me, I don't think feel like I would relate. It'd be a lot of things. It'd be a disconnect.
It'd be a big cultural
thing. Yeah.
Like,
but it's nothing wrong with it. I mean, you love who you love at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So white, black, orange, blue, green.
So would y'all's parents or would you feel that way with just a white person? Would that be like all different like races and colors and what would you be?
I feel like it's a lot of homes is just like that with Caucasians, just because they're Caucasian, like just because of history.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of run through with African Americans and Caucasians, so that's why a lot. It's just a big problem with Caucasians, because I don't know. But then again, a lot of people don't bring other ethnicities. But what about y'all?
I think. I don't want to sound like I'm
anti.
Yeah, like, because that's not the case. It's just, I'm just really not.
I don't want my feelings
to get
hurt.
With no European. I'm just not. It's not even, like, I just got to be honest. You know, if you, Chinese, okay, cool. You know, because y'all relate anyway with Africans and all that. Mexican, all right, but I'm not about to. I just can't. I'm sorry.
So it's like.
Do you love black love?
I do. I really do. With all my heart.
Hey, it's a beautiful thing.
It is. I
it's a beautiful thing.
Ain't nothing like it.
Empowering.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So.
Because, like, I just feel like we've been stripped from everything. So, from, you know, by the oppressor. So, why go back to the oppressor? You know, it's just like, I don't know. I'm reclaiming everything about my blackness. So.
Girl, I felt you on it.
Now I
said a
piece.
That was for real.
Y'all ignorant. Y'all just ignorant.
Y'all funny. Anyway.
Cut his mic off.
So a person that's really trying to find like their roots and their blackness. TK, how could you?
Why is it?
Because you the closest one out of everybody in the building that's close to their blackness, and you know, you can go back to Africa.
No, for real, I feel like that too. Like,
yeah.
Well,
like, you can arguably, you know, we can only go up the block.
Whatever.
No, but how could you find how could you help someone of color find? You know who they truly are.
I think that's a journey that they have to go through on their own, because I mean, of course, I respect everybody's, you know, process and progress. I just think that for black people, we already live in a world that's whitewashed. You know, like we already live.
Man,
it's already hard enough. So really, it's just taking the time to know who you are and figuring out your identity. Because we're not, like, it's always been figured out for us, and we've always been trying to live in somebody else's image, you know, trying to change our voice for this, you know, boss or whatever.
Right.
So it's just about identity and realizing who you are and knowing who you are, and then once you know it, actually believe it and live it out, I think.
Okay, so I'm going to ask everybody, but as a black individual, who
All right. I'm sorry.
How do you identify yourself to your people?
What do you mean?
Your race, your culture. How do you as an individual identify yourself with everybody else in the same culture?
Elaborate a little bit.
Being that most and majority of black people are whitewashed and there's different levels to consciousness,
mm-hmm.
I guess, what is it about you that connects you to your people?
I see what you're saying.
Well, me, I play basketball, so that kind of, you know.
Connects you to your people?
Connects me to my people, and I kind of grew up out north.
Okay.
So I was around nothing but black people for the most until I moved.
Ah, okay. So you just being around, I guess, say a lot of athletes?
Athletes. Yeah, I wasn't really around Caucasians that much until, like, my middle school, high school days.
Okay.
But I can still, like, not necessarily relate, but talk to them.
Okay.
An educated man, you know.
All right. How about y'all?
I think for me, it's just how I live. Like, I mean, it's one thing for us to talk about, you know, being black and what it means to be black, but to actually live it and, like, knowing that you're not going to be bought, you're not for sale, you're not about
mm-hmm.
to, you know, just change yourself for somebody else and all of that, really. That's for me, you know, and realizing the things that I've done that has, like, what am I trying to say?
Do we got Wi-Fi?
Okay, like, yeah. Realizing, like, how... Sorry.
My bad.
But,
anyways.
Like, realizing how I fit into these, like, white constructs and all of that.
Like groups?
Well, no, just like, okay, like the other day, I was getting ready to say something out loud, and then I looked around me like, wait, let me not say that because there's a lot of white people around me, you know, and it wasn't nothing offensive, it was just, I was speaking about us, you know, the things that we go through, and I think that's something that a lot of black people are afraid of, is just being themselves around white people, and there's nothing wrong with that, so I think, you know, just me living it every day, just being me and not really, like I said, not being bought.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What about you, Jay Connick?
Come here and say what? No, I'm playing. What did you say, though?
No, like, what, as you as an individual, what connects you to your people? Like, how do you connect and be aware of who you are culturally with black people?
I kind of get what you're saying, but I feel like I'm going to be off topic. But, how do I connect with my people? Honestly, it's through our culture. Like, I feel like we all, like, black people, period, influence today's culture a lot. Even through, like, you know, just black Twitter. Have you noticed if something goes through black Twitter first before it hits mainstream.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, I feel like me connecting is the way every other African-American connect. We all connect. It's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We just connect through... our, like, you know, our creativity, are just different aspects that makes us great.
Okay. So, I guess you could say, like, but I hate to say back in the day, but we understand that years ago, 40, 50, 60 plus years ago, black people, we had more unity and we're way more unified than we are today. In what ways today would you say we're still unified in terms of how we live our everyday lives?
I mean, music mostly.
Yeah.
Music,
and then,
sure.
Like, I feel like we're unified just because, like, we're the only ones who know what we've been through. And, like,
mm-hmm.
we know that feeling. It's like, you know, when you go into a random place, like, a bunch of white people, you see that one black person, you're like,
hey.
Like, you're just like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, you're like, yeah. Like, we both know. Yeah.
Hey, friend.
Like, I feel like we're just unified, like, I don't know, like, just unified, period. Like,
now,
it's just always going to be there.
I'm glad that you said that. So, have you, any of you ever been in a place where it was predominantly, well, I don't want to say white, but there just wasn't enough of our people to where you look at, you know, one
I
of us.
In a classroom at Rogers. Right.
I mean.
That was.
But my point is have you ever been out somewhere where you see somebody that's black and you're like, oh, what's up? And then you realize that, you know.
they ain't really.
They not, you know, really down. Like,
he said they not down.
Like, you know what I mean? I don't want to call them bougie or, you know, like really up, down. Like uppity though. Yeah. You know what I mean? Have any of y'all have had that experience?
I mean, yeah, but it's like people are strangers, so I kind of understand that. But on the other side, I'm like, we are still like black, so like.
Okay.
I mean, there's been times I've been that person, like. Oh, so she thinks she better. Like, oh, she not want to speak to us. Like, you got bang, right? I don't
want to
speak to y'all, but.
But y'all black.
I don't know.
But y'all black.
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes, like, okay, we can be black. Like, I'll do that with people who are on the same level as me. But if you're going to come in, like.
But we all black. We all
like,
on the
okay,
same
let's
level.
Say, let's say,
you got to clean
say,
that up.
Like,
you just
okay,
threw some
well,
trash
let me,
on the
let
floor.
Me, let me tell you. Let me elaborate. Right,
come on.
Okay, so. If we're in a business setting, like, say I'm going out for, like, job interviews, like, for a Fortune 500, yeah, I may see other black people there, but if you're coming in loud and rambunctious and all that,
you're not
going to
claim them.
I'm not going to want to be around you. Like, I can't.
You got to
like,
know how to act, yeah.
Yeah, you got to know how to act when and when. Now, at the park, if you just see me at the park, like, hey, like, I'm going to do it back, but in certain settings, you can't do that 24/7. It's not going to always fly.
All right, so, like, okay. What is being black then? Because not too many people know the exact definition, and people have, like,
think
their
it's
own.
Only such thing as being black. I don't feel like it's nothing about it. I don't feel like it's a way to act black or it's a way to act white. That's
I
just,
think that was given to us by white people. Like, they look at
I think it's just labels. I think it's just labels on certain things that we do. So when we act outside of these labels, it's kind of like,
you're not
you
black.
Act,
yeah.
It's like I've seen students say that, you know, their white friends say you don't act like a black girl or a black or you don't talk like one,
right.
Mm-hmm. But you don't sound white. But your black friends would say you sound white because
right.
You talk too proper.
The only time someone says like you act black is whenever you're acting loud, ghetto,
mm-hmm.
Or just like out of fat, like. You're out of order. Like, that's the only time people say that. Now, if you want to just walk around like you're in break, like, say I turn around, like, I go through, like, this life-changing revolution, whatever. Say I want to change up my hairstyle, get dreads. I just start loving my blackness. Then they're going to be like, oh, it's like, how should I say? Like, if white people don't accept it, then it's considered acting black. If it's not how they like it, if you're not setting their standards, then that's acting black. So whenever they say that, that's really derogatory in my opinion. Like, you don't act like a black girl. I act like a black girl every day. I could be educated. I could be smart. I could be beautiful, all that good stuff, and still act black. But since you don't think I act black, I mean, it's hateful. It's a little hateful, honestly.
Okay.
Well, so what is, like,
acting white?
Yeah.
I need to know.
I don't think it's – what is acting black and what is acting white? That's my question. I don't – I don't know. Like, when y'all say I'm acting black, what's acting black?
They're like
being loud and
being something
ghetto.
that's not positive. Yeah. See, that's something our generation has to deal with.
Like, if you think
black.
About all the black movies,
that's true.
It's like there's always this real ignorant somebody.
Boys in the-
Yes, or whether it's all of them are
like
just
if you really
watch a Spike Lee movie, it'll show you.
Yeah.
like really a whole lot of black movies isn't. I don't want to compare them to white movies because we not white.
Someone just say Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
Now there was a good character in there that did act black who wasn't loud and rambunctious.
Mm-hmm.
That was
Betty.
Mm-hmm.
He was cool.
Okay.
We talking
about Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
His old ass. If you don't get your I just a whole lot of things that you really see on a. I'm gonna just say on a screen. As long as it's on a screen and you see somebody that's colored or black, it's really not in the most positive. You know, it's not like. If you really think about it, if you got basic cable and you want to look at somebody black, you got...
Nah,
we talking about regular cable. You ain't got BET.
We
talking about
regular
cable.
We talking about, like,
basic. What is basic, basic? Is basic cable more than 40 channels?
No, I'm talking...
I mean, less than 40 channels?
Are you talking about local channels?
You talking about
not on here.
Just plug into your wall and it's just like 12.3 and all that.
No, I'm talking about channels like Judge Joe, you know, Judge Joe Brown,
oh, that's
Judge
not
Mathis.
Yeah, that's
the news. I'm talking about, huh?
That's not cable.
It's with, hey, it's on TV though.
That's when you plug up your TV and it's whatever your house is. It's whatever your house got. That is not cable.
Your antenna, whatever your
antenna
picks
up.
Whatever
your antenna. That's antenna. See,
but my
that's
point
curious
is
Curious George.
No. No, but my point is, it's like when you go and you're looking at it, other than that, you got the Maury show, you got Steve Wilkos, Jerry Springer, and yeah, and that's how a lot of people are actually
present.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's how we present ourselves to people, because we don't present ourselves in any other way.
I mean, not even those shows.
That's,
like,
that's
if you go on VH1, Bravo, we on there fighting. So it's just,
that's what's entertaining.
Yeah, I feel like they allow that stuff to be portrayed like that.
Yeah, like all reality shows.
It's like propaganda.
Except for The Grand Hustle.
And they know they're being portrayed on TV like that, and they still don't care.
Amen.
The Grand Hustle?
Yeah. That's not as... Grand Hustle isn't as bad as any of the Love and in terms of Black people. You can say it's terrible, but it's a Black family living in Atlanta. It's basically like the Cosbys.
You really want it to be like the Cosbys?
There's nothing wrong with the Cosbys. There was only something wrong with Bill, and that was later.
Let's not do that.
That's later in the career.
Don't do that,
but
hair that's foul.
But arguably, T.I.'s show isn't really that much. Other than the fact that it's a sitcom and it's scripted, like...
But Thea and Tiny?
Yeah, it's like, it's not really that much of a difference from the actual Huxtable.
Yeah, that was my show.
Like, it really wasn't. Hey, but anyways, we getting ready to wrap up the show. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, at The Juice Radio Show. Any last words before we go off air? I like how that faded away. She said, anyways, anybody else? What you got, DJ Shalissa? Miss Tickles?
Tickles. I just want to say you're welcome to everybody who wanted to listen to me tonight. You're welcome.
Why she sound like she just won an award?
She did like this.
You're welcome.
I did.
To freedom.
You're all welcome, right, everybody.
All right.
Oops, she said goodbye. Right, decline.
All right. We catch y'all later. Hey, make sure you follow us on Instagram at The Juice Radio Show. Catch you later.
And got a way to make them move as I be loaded. Why you watch it drink a 40, I just told it. Still that pain, still in the form, but it's stolen. Ryan 40, I can score, I can't control it. I'm doing fraud, I got that bag, yeah, I'm transport. I got that bag on me, feel like I'm transport. You dropped the mid-tape, thought I would have reposed it. I ain't posted mid-tape, I don't shorty. I be booted till the morning, PM to the morning. My little woody want a bag on me, so what I'm rolling. Hold up. Don't you owe me, yeah, you owe me, don't it? Like on my island of adventure, how I stay rolling. Tryna diss me, need you to speak. She say she miss me, and she wanna kiss me. Damn, I'm so crispy, damn, got me dizzy. Trust me, I ain't shy, I keep that grip. I was spin bent, yeah, yeah, crispy. What the lick read, baby, come and lick me. V12, I'm riding in a 6 feet. I be balling on you, not a lick sweet. And got a way to make them move as I be loaded. Why you watch it drinking 40, I just told it. Still that pain, still in the form, but it's stolen. Ryan 40, I can score, I can't control it. I'm doing fraud, got that bag, yeah, I'm transporting. I got that bag on me, feel like I'm transporting. You dropped the mid-tape, thought I would have reposted. I ain't posted mid-tape, I don't shorty. Yeah, that Glock got it spinning like an outlet. How you out, chip? I ain't get you out yet. I'm so down, I do not step. Yeah, I pop, and I pop, check. I don't know where I'm going, I'm just floating. My dog got gun license, but he let me hold it. All these on it, I do not condone it. I be going ham, I do not belong it.
It's a cool that moment, yeah. Bought it cause I wanted it. I be on the corner, yeah. The law enforcement. How's it, baby? Got no stroller, but I keep pushing. Shouted love for me to choke her when I'm in that. And gotta wait to make no moves, I be loaded. Why you out here drinking 40? I be loaded. Still that same, still in the form, but it's stolen. Ryan 40, acting 40, can't control it. I'm doing fraud, I got that bag, yeah, I'm transporting. I got that bag on me, feel like I'm transporting. He dropped the mixtape, thought I was a reposting. I ain't posting mixtapes, I don't fucking shorty.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? It's Sam Evans here, and right now I'm at my offices here for my company.